ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 87 टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। अत्र ते वर्णयिष्यामि गाथां नारायणान्वितम् नारदस्य च संवादम् ऋषेर्नारायणस्य च। अत्र ते वर्णयिष्यामि गाथां नारायणान्वितम् नारदस्य च संवादम् ऋषेर्नारायणस्य च। अत्र ते वर्णयिष्यामि गाथां नारायणान्वितम् नारदस्य च संवादम् ऋषेर्नारायणस्य च। अत्र इन दिस कनेक्शन ते टू यू वर्णयिष्यामि आई विल रिलेट गाथाम एन अकाउंट नारायण आन्वितम कंसर्निंग द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड नारायण Naradasya of Narada, Cha and Samvadam, the conversation, Rishi Narayana of Sri Narayana Rishi, Cha and translation and purpose by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In this connection, I will read to you a narration concerning the Supreme Lord Narayana. It is about a conversation that once occurred between Sri Narayana Rishi and Narada Muni. Purport. Lord Narayana is connected in two ways with the following narration. As its speaker and as a subject it describes. Text number 5. Translation. Once while traveling among the various planets of the universe, the Lord's beloved devotee Narada went to visit the primeval sage Narayana at his ashrama. Text number 6. From the very beginning of Lord Brahma's day, Lord Narayana Rishi has been undergoing austere penance in this land of Bharata, while perfectly performing religious duties and exemplifying spiritual knowledge and self-control, all for the benefit of human beings in both this world and the next. Text number 7. There Narada approached Lord Narayana Rishi, who was sitting amidst sages of the village of Kalapa. After bowing down to the Lord, O hero of the Kurus, Narada asked him the very same question you have asked me. Text number 8. As the sages listened, Lord Narayana Rishi related to Narada an ancient discussion about the absolute truth that took place among the residents of Janaloka. Text number 9. The personality of God had said, O son of self or Brahma, once long ago on Janaloka, wise sages who resided there performed a great sacrifice to the absolute truth by vibrating the transcendental sounds. These sages' mental sense of Brahma were all perfect celibates. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the word sotram here refers to a Vedic sacrifice in which all the participants are equally qualified to serve as priests. In this instance, each of the sages present in a Janaloka could speak equally well on the topic of Brahman. Hare Krishna. So we are now going through this section of Bhagavatam, almost the end of 10th canto, wherein the personified Vedas are glorifying the Supreme Lord. A day before yesterday, some of us brahmacharis, we were at Govardhan Eco Village, and there many senior sannyasis, Srila Prabhupada disciples, they were giving wonderful discourses. And Badri Narayan Swami Maharaj, he was giving question answer sessions. And he was speaking about whenever we purchase a product, we go for the reviews. What are the reviews of this product? And at the same time, we also want to see the ratings. What general public wants to say about this particular product. So he was telling that before we go through the reviews and ratings, we should not generally, you know, go for purchasing any product. Similarly here, actually Srimad Bhagavatam is a review or a ratings. Of whom? Of the great devotees of the Lord. And what is the product here? The love of Krishna or the Supreme Lord Himself, Krishna consciousness. So basically we devotees, we want to purchase this greatest of all commodities, the love of God. But in order to purchase this, before we purchase this, we should know what all other senior devotees have to say about this product, the love of God. And therefore here we see that the greatest of all the devotees, the personified Vedas, they are personally coming in front of the Lord and glorifying the Lord. And that shows the rating of the Supreme Lord, that not ordinary people, even in Bhagavatam it is said that 12th canto, in fact, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutasunvanti Divyaistavai Vedai Sanga Padakrama Upanishadair Gayanti Yam Samaga Dhyana Vastita Tadgate Namanasa Pashyanti Yam Yogino Yasyantam Navdi Sura Suragana Devaya Tasmai Namaha. Just look at these personalities who are all glorifying the Lord. Supreme Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Varuna, Indra, Rudra and Marutas. Everybody is glorifying the Supreme Lord with the help of the Vedas and Upanishads. And not only that, all the great sages sitting in Himalaya, they are all meditating on this beautiful form of the Lord in their hearts. And to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, I would like to offer my obeisances. The speaker is saying, that means this Supreme Lord is glorified by not ordinary mundane people, but greatest of the demigods and the best of the sages all over the universe. So here in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, actually we are seeing the glory personified Vedas coming directly in front of the Lord, and now they are glorifying the Lord. Generally what happens, devotees like Brahma and Shiva, they glorify the Lord with the help of Vedas, reciting Vedic prayers and Upanishads. But here a unique thing is happening. The personified Vedas directly coming in front of the Lord, and now they are glorifying the Supreme Lord. So that goes to say that in spiritual life everything is personal. Nothing is impersonal. That means generally people, they consider books are inanimate objects. They have no life in it. And that is true for the mundane knowledge, because anyway it is Jada Vidya. But as far as spiritual knowledge is concerned, that is Raja Vidya, that is not impersonal, that is personal. So here therefore, the Vedas which are in their, you know, real form, they are coming in front of the Lord. They are like people, just like they are living entities. They are not simply verses or the books. And these people, these Vedas, great devotees of the Lord, they are coming and now they are trying to glorify the Supreme Lord. And however, we devotees, sometimes we find these prayers, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, quite boring. Because we see that nothing much is happening here anyway. No pastimes are happening. Only Supreme Lord is great and this and that, so many other things there. Everybody is coming and just glorifying and glorifying and glorifying. And what we have to do? We have to just sit and hear or what? Yes, that is what we are supposed to do. Because that is the highest of the ratings, the best of the reviews given by the greatest of the devotees. So therefore, though it may not be very, you know, inspiring and very much adventurous, but it is very, very important as a practice of devotional service. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said that Siddhanta Balye Chitte Nakaro Alasa Iha Haite Krishna Lage Sudruda Manasa. That means, sincere student in Krishna consciousness should not neglect the conclusions of such great discussions, considering to be the only, you know, some prayers offered to the Supreme Lord. But when we read this these prayers and philosophical discussions, when we go through them, then what happens? Then our mind becomes strengthened. And with the strong mind we can, you know, fix our mind on Krishna. Otherwise it is not possible. So therefore Prabhupada said, work now, samadhi later. Samadhi will come later. In the sense, we can absorb ourselves in the pastime to the Supreme Lord, but that is not right now possible. Because our minds are not very fixed up and strong. In order to make our mind strong, so we have to work now hard. And what is that working hard? Right now we are all working very hard. So we may be sitting in one place, but it is really we are working hard to know the glories of the Supreme Lord and to know what all these great souls have to speak about the Lord. So therefore, such descriptions, they bring about attraction to the Supreme Lord. Such descriptions will bring about attraction to the Supreme Lord, and that attraction brings us attachment to the Supreme Lord. And only when there is attachment, then there is a question of relationship. Unless there is attachment, there is a question of relationship. So we want to develop our relationship with Supreme Lord Krishna. So therefore we have to attach ourselves. And before attachment comes attraction. Unless there is no attraction, where is the question of attachment? And attraction comes only with the help of descriptions. And these are the wonderful descriptions we see here in Srimad Bhagavatam, that how these great souls are glorifying the Supreme Lord. And yesterday, our Purushottam Prabhu was beautifully narrating the wonderful qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. In fact, he coined an acronym for Parikshit. And of course, one of the great qualities of this Maharaj Parikshit is compassion and concern. Just look at him, he is about to die within maybe next day, almost at the end of the 10th canto. It might be his 6th day, I believe. And at this point of time, he would have asked more questions about Lord Krishna, and he would have asked Shukadeva Goswami to narrate many more pastimes of Supreme Lord. He is not doing that. He has heard about Supreme Lord Krishna. Now he is asking on behalf of impersonalists. The first text of this chapter says that, Parikshit Maharaj asked this question to Shukadeva Goswami. He said that if Supreme Lord is beyond words and mind, we cannot just glorify Him with the help of words. So how is it possible that Vedas are trying to glorify the Supreme Lord? Because Supreme Lord is anyway beyond words and glorification. And in answer to this question, Shukadeva Goswami is answering. When we see the second verse, there he speaks about how actually he gives a very cryptic answer, not a direct answer he gives. He gives indirect answer. He speaks that how this mind and senses are there and we are trying to enjoy and all of that. So we may find it irrelevant, question is something and what the answer is given. But in the purport it is written there. Yet because the question was asked on behalf of impersonal. See, here is a devotee, Supreme Lord, of the Supreme Lord, best of the devotees, Parikshit Maharaj. He is concerned about others' welfare. And he is going to die now within few days. Not even few days, next day maybe. And he is concerned about not even devotees. He is concerned about impersonalists. Can you imagine the concern and compassion he has for practitioners of, in a different way. They are also practitioners of Krishna consciousness. But they may not be devotees of the Lord, but at the same time they are still trying to pursue the absolute truth. But here he is asking question on their behalf. And there was no need of answers. But that is the nature of a Vaishnava. He is a paradukha dukhi. He wants to help anybody and everybody. And here we see this quality of Parikshit Maharaj, which is highlighted. And he is asking this question, and answer is getting. The answer is anyway indirect. this question answer took place even long before. So first of all, it is mentioned over there. I mean, we read through the translations. What happens is that once in Janaloka, which is upper planet system, the residents of Janaloka, they ask the same question to Sanandana. Sanandana Kumar, one of the four Kumaras. They ask this question and they got their answers. And Narada Muni comes to Narayana Rishi, that also we read through. And he asks a similar question to Narayana Rishi. And Narayana Rishi, who is Narayana Rishi? Supreme Lord himself. He would have directly spoken about the answer, but he is not doing so. Rather, he is quoting the Sanandana Kumara in Janaloka, answering the questions of the residents of Janaloka. And Shukadeva Goswami also would have given direct answer. He is not doing so. Again, he is going back to the conversation held in Janaloka and also between Narada Rishi and Sri Narayana Rishi. It is quoting their example and it is just answering the question. So that shows that a speaker of Bhagavatam or any Vedic literature, he should always refer back. That means he cannot become, okay, I am the only supreme authority, now I am going to give the answer to you. No. The questions have been already asked. And in that sense, questions are, you know, they are repetitive. We see many a times, whether it is in Bhagavatam class or Prerana lectures or any such instances, we hear that questions are being repeated and repeated. Because why the questions are repeated again and again, similar questions? Because the problems are the same. Because the problems are the same, therefore the questions are also similar. And what are the biggest problems? Janma, Murti, Jara, Vyadhi, Dukkha, Dosha, Anudarshanam. And if the questions are common, then naturally the answers will also be common. So here, this quality of Parikshit Maharaj being compassionate and concerned to impersonals has been exhibited not only by him, even before him. Narada Muni asked the same question to Narayana Rishi. He exhibited the similar quality. And again, the residents of Janaloka, they also asked similar question to Sanandana Kumar. The similar questions and similar answers. And again, you may find it repetitive. You know, same question, same answer, same question, same answer. What is happening here? But that repetition is very, very important. Because we tend to forget, isn't it? Therefore, Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam. Eva Kivalam, Kalav Nasteva, 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 Gatiranata. Three times it has been quoted. Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam. And Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Why there has to be so much emphasis? Because it is but natural for us to forget things very easily. So therefore, repetition is very, very important. And when we hear repeatedly, then there is a chance of, you know, remembering it and practicing it. So therefore we see in a cultured assembly of devotees or any people, this kind of practice is very popular. Quoting the authorities, what happened some time back, similar question was answered, similar question was asked. So therefore going back and seeing what all has happened. Therefore we see in Srila Prabhupada's lectures, he often quotes shlokas from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. He can do that. He can directly speak about it, but he is going back to the authorities and giving the verses and their numbers also. And in fact, sometimes he would not remember, he would ask his disciple, can you just recite that shloka? What is that number? What is that shloka? He would send, say one sentence and they would recite entire shloka. Why? Because that is very important. And this is very popular amongst cultured people. But as far as the residents of modern civilization, they don't believe in this kind of culture. They just want to speak on their own opinion. Of course, that goes to show that they are very highly uncultured, because they are not interested in quoting authorities. They want to pose themselves as the supreme authority. Therefore, time and again, Prabhupada also quoted verses in his lectures, and he also encouraged devotees to quote verses, not simply just speak. He may be speaking the truth only, but when one quotes the shlokas and previous instances, that helps the audience to understand better, isn't it? So therefore, when Srila Prabhupada was commented upon, he was told that, Srila Prabhupada, your Bhagavad Gita, your commentary on Bhagavad Gita looks exactly like that of Ramanujacharya. And somebody may say that, did he copy or what? No, he translated, he wrote purports according to time, place and circumstance. And of course, Ramanujacharya wrote some several hundred years before. But the essence is the same, the mood is the same. And in fact, Prabhupada said, that is my, credit. I am not just writing my own words. I am referring to the previous acharyas. This knowledge of the Supreme Lord is carried in parampara. It is not popped up once at a time and then he spoke. And that is what we see, that people, so-called spiritualist gurus, now they are coming up and they are having their own philosophy. You don't see any of their predecessor acharyas. Where is the predecessor acharya? Not even one's guru is not present. Where is the question of guru-shishya parampara? There is no question of... And when people hear from such unauthorized sources, you can just imagine, it is a recipe for a disaster. That nothing much is going to happen. And this vandanam, actually, this glorification of the Supreme Lord is called as vandanam amongst nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu, smaranam padasevanam, archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam. And amongst these processes, one very important word is there. What is that word? Vishnoh. This Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, everything is happening everywhere. But only one point is missing. What is that? Vishnu is missing. People are hearing, people are talking, people are remembering, people are worshipping, people are offering obeisances and prayers and becoming friends and offering everything to one's object of worship. But that object of worship should be Vishnu only, nothing else. And only when that happens, then there is any importance to that. Otherwise, it has no importance. So here, I think sixth item is Vandanam. And this Vandanam is not only restricted to Vedic literatures. It is actually universal. If we see the followers of other religion, Christianity, Islam, or Judaism, or any other such religion you take, they have the culture of also offering prayers. They also go to their respective places and offer prayers. And these kind of prayers may not be very, devotional in nature. They may be very primitive. Just like they ask, O God, give us our daily bread. O God, give us our daily bread. Prabhupada was not very happy with this kind of prayers. He said, do you think that Lord is maintaining a bakery just to supply you daily bread? You are coming daily and asking for the daily bread. The Lord has to supply the bread and all these bakery items or what? Of course, you don't have to pray for, you know, bread and butter, this and that. Krishna is already providing. Supreme Lord is already providing. So, go to the next step. Ask something more. Prabhupada, he is to encourage people. So, this kind of offering prayers is prevalent all over. But only thing, one has to update one's prayer. That is what is important. And Lord Krishna is called as Uttama Shloka. Uttama Shloka is someone who is glorified with the best of the poetry, basis of the words. Ayurharati vaipamsam udyannasta chayannasav tasyarthe yatkshodonita Uttama Shloka vartaya. Uttama Shloka, Uttama Shloka, Uttama Shloka. I was just going through, there were at least, you know, 20-30 prayers have been used, glorified. Glorification of the Supreme Lord using this one word, Uttama Shloka, Uttama Shloka. Uttama Shloka comes somewhere or the other, in one of the four or two lines of the verse. And this Uttama Shloka is the one of the names of the Supreme Lord. And one has to offer obeisances and glorification to the Lord. Otherwise, what happens? Udyannastav chayannasav. The sun is rising and sun is setting. Sun is rising and sun is setting. What is happening in between? We are losing our lives. That's all. Unless we don't offer our prayers to the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, we are simply wasting our time. Therefore, time and again, in Bhagavatam it is cautioned that better, you do something practical, because anyway time is devouring everything and everyone. And yesterday our dear Vajman Prabhu was giving Brahmachari class. He was speaking about Damodar Leela. And in Damodar Leela he was speaking about one particular software which he used to use in IIT. Pearl software. And the speciality of this software is that that you give any thick book, of course in PDF form, you just feed it into that software and it will give the essence of whatever may be the thickness of your book. Essence may be in half a page, not even one full page. Within half a page you will understand the essence of your book, however thick it may be. So, and again he was telling that Bhagavad Gita, he was telling about Bhagavad Gita. And what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is asking us to surrender. Become one's devotee, his devotee. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mama. In fact, that verse is quoted twice over there. Now what is the Bhagavad Gita, essence of Gita? That become a devotee, surrender unto him. Otherwise there is no hope. Similarly, if you go to Srimad Bhagavatam, if you feed that entire Srimad Bhagavatam into this pearl software, what may come out? I'm just conjecturing. There could be different opinions of devotees. One of would be the prayers. Because Bhagavatam is filled with so many prayers, which some of us we don't like very much. But in any case, Bhagavatam is filled with so many prayers. Right from the first canto we see Kunti Maharani's prayers, Dhruva Maharaj's prayers, Maharaj Prahlad Maharaj is speaking about the Supreme Lord Narasimha Devi. Prachetas are glorifying the Supreme Lord. And demigods, they are also glorifying the Supreme Lord. Gopis are glorifying the Supreme Lord. So, in every part of Srimad Bhagavatam, such beautiful, wonderful prayers are there. So therefore, in one sense, Bhagavatam speaks about only prayers and prayers. Of course, from different point of view, if you see, another something wonderful may come out. But also Srimad Bhagavatam is, essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is prayers. Prayers to the Supreme Lord. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you feed this into this particular software, so you may find out different things. One of which I thought about is Vaishnava culture. And how a Vaishnava is willing to relate with another Vaishnava. How he relates. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally exemplified through his own example how our devotee is supposed to behave. And that is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you go through NOD, if you put this NOD into this software, then the glorification of the pure devotional service may come out. Because that is the essence of course, the nectar of devotion, as the title itself speaks about it. That is the glories of this nectar of devotion. So therefore, we are always advised to chant Hare Krishna. Why? Because that should be the essence of any particular person. One should be able to remember Supreme Lord at the time of death, the ultimate examination. Ultimate examination is to remember the Supreme Lord at the time of death. So in order to do that, we have to practice it daily. So therefore, we are advised to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. So therefore, it is very essential for us to chant Hare Krishna so that we may remember at the time. Antakale chamayama smaran muktva kalevaram. In order to remember the Supreme Lord at the time of death, it is very essential for us to remember Him now at this present moment. So we are celebrating this month of Kartik, and in this month of Kartik, we see Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna, and we offer Damodarashtakam morning and evening. Both the times we sing, and that is another form of prayer. We are offering our prayers. Damodarashtakam, Jagannathashtakam, Sachisutashtakam, and sometimes Brahma Samhita. Okay, if nothing is there, Gurvashtakam is there anyway. Come in the morning and offer Gurvashtakam. And so many prayers, Narasimha prayers, Tulsi prayers, Gaurarati, like that. So, the life of a devotee is filled with such prayers. And that helps him to remember the Supreme Lord all throughout the day. And Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna, he was trying to explain yesterday. And when I was trying to dress Srila Prabhupada for the first time. Sometimes I used to dress Srila Prabhupada. I found Srila Prabhupada is bound with chains. Our Srila Prabhupada. Maybe now the chain is removed, I don't know. I mean, I thought it is a normal practice. I didn't know because the first deity ever I saw was this deity. And dressing opportunity came only for this deity. So I thought it may be common practice. I never bothered to ask why Srila Prabhupada is also bound by chains. And life went on like that without even asking this question. And once, I think Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning in his class that actually once our dear Srila Prabhupada was taken out, he was carried away by one man in one afternoon. It was a watchman days, pre-security days, before this security came up in our temple. That time, one afternoon, there used to be, all the doors open, nothing, everything was like that in those days. And one person, and he came and he picked up Srila Prabhupada as if he loved Srila Prabhupada. He just carried him. And in those days, not so many devotees. And he was just carrying out, and just somebody saw some devotees or somebody saw. Then they complained, "Hey, your Srila Prabhupada is taken out. What are you doing?" So then immediately they caught hold of him and then say, "What is this? Why are you doing?" Of course he was stopped, and again Srila Prabhupada was brought back here and chained. That day he was chained. Of course out of love, because we don't want to lose our dear Srila Prabhupada. So like that, everybody has their reason to bind their object of love. And here Mother Yashoda is also trying to bind Krishna out of love. And of course now I think we have very efficient security system. I think now they have removed it. Because uh, So somebody may say, okay, I am not interested in glorifying Supreme Lord, so what? You devotees, you only say Krishna, 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 do this, do that to him, this and that only thing. Somebody may come up and then he may say, no, I am not interested in glorifying Krishna, then what? Therefore, Maitreya Rishi says, Tathami kirtaya manga yathamati yathashritam kirtim harem swam kartam giram anyabhida asatim. Anyabhida asatim. He says that although I am not qualified to glorify the Supreme Lord who is Ananta, who is unlimited, how can a limited person can glorify unlimited? It is impossible. But still, Maitreya Rishi is telling that I will do so because I have heard something from my superiors. Whatever I have heard, I'll just repeat it as it is, although I'm not qualified. And if I don't glorify the Supreme Lord, then what will happen? My tongue will become unchaste. Unchaste. That means he will just behave the way he wants the tongue. He is not supposed to behave. He is supposed to respect the order of the master. So here, he is telling us that the power of speech is very, very important. Amongst all species, lower species of the, there are so many species, and this human form is very, very important because of this reason. That higher intellect is there and at the same time the power of speech is given. Power of speech. And then one doesn't utilize this power of speech in the glorification of the Supreme Lord, then that will become unchaste. Unchaste means so many problems. And in fact, I recount this incidents. Once I was staying with one devotee's place, and next in front of that home there was one farmer's house. He was a farmer and he had some cows and one bull. He had a bull. And in the morning, sometimes he used to take out all the cows to send them grazing, and similarly at that time he also used to bring this bull out. My God, that bull was so very rough and untamed, rather it was. He had tough time to control that bull. And not only him, his father, his brothers and his son, three would try to control this bull, and he would pull all three of them. And he would just go here and there, wander in all the fields, and it was a big scene to just look at it. As soon as they want to bring it home, it's a big problem. And if they want to take it and it goes here and there, they cannot control. That was a big problem. And it went on like this. And every day this was a scene, morning and evening. Morning and evening it used to happen. And I am not at all conversant with these bulls and cows. And later on, I asked somebody, why such thing is happening? And some expert, they said that bull has to be tamed when it is a small calf. As soon as it becomes bigger, then it is like that only. That means for the rest of his life, bull will be like that, it will be of no use. If you want to bull to help you, so better you tame it right at the childhood. Otherwise it is impossible. And this is kind of unchaste bull, you can say. Because he is eating so much of food every day. And doing all other things. And is also giving a lot of dung, which is also anyway useful. Eating and just giving dung. That is the life of this bull. Nothing much use. Because he is untamed. And in fact, the bull is not responsible for this. What the bull can do? Bull is totally innocent. The master of the bull has to tame the bull. Similarly, the tongue is under our control. It's supposed to be under our control, and we are the masters. And if we don't control and tame our tongue right in time, so then it will become unchaste, as Maitreya Rishi is telling. So therefore it is very important for a practitioner of Krishna consciousness to tame one's own tongue like this. So therefore in Kannada language there is an expression called as Bidi Basava. Bidi means Viti, which comes from Sanskrit. Bidi is like a street, and Basava is an Urshava. Urshava is bull. Bidi Basava means what? There will be so many, if you see in dhams also, there will be so many bulls wandering here and there, and nobody can catch them and get some work done, because they are just like that, because untamed bulls. So they will be roaming here and there and everywhere, good for nothing. So if you can just imagine, if the people's tongues are uncontrolled, then they will do something, you know, which is not at all conducive to himself or to the world. It will simply create problems. And that's what is happening nowadays, because everybody has been given this freedom of speech. Just speak whatever you want to speak, doesn't matter. And of course it will result in something disastrous only, nothing great. So, but here we devotees of the Lord, we don't want to do this. We want to utilize our power of speech in the glorification of the Supreme Lord. And in this Brahmacharya retreat which happened a couple of days before, there was question answer session was happening, and one devotee asked a question. So Maharaj, this is very difficult to utilize these gadgets in Krishna service. In fact, Rupa Goswami says that, what is that verse? One can utilize everything in Krishna's service. Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya is something to utilize in Krishna's service, whatever may be the object. And of course, it was told that it is, one should be very cautious. Highly cautionary, one should be very alert while using such gadgets, because they are not designed for the purpose of utilizing in Krishna consciousness. They were designed for the sole purpose of enhancing one's sense gratification. They are not designed, all these Kindle reader and laptops and this and that, so many things are now coming up. So they are only designed so that people can use them and enhance their sense gratification. Nothing more than that. But now we devotees, we want to utilize that. So we should be very, we should take it very important. It's not an easy thing. But whereas our senses are designed for what purpose? Supreme Lord has given us these five senses and sixth one, the mind. And the whole and sole purpose of these senses, designed by the Supreme Lord, and He is time and again telling us that the utilization of these senses should be only in the service of the Lord. See, the senses are designed for the purpose of utilizing them in Krishna's service. So it is much easier in one sense to utilize senses which are designed only for the purpose of in Krishna service. Whereas such gadgets are not designed for such purposes. So we also want to utilize them in Krishna service, which is much more difficult in one sense. It is difficult to engage our gadgets in Krishna service than the senses in Krishna service, isn't it? So therefore, what is most easy? Most easy is not to utilize gadgets in Krishna service, that we can always do. But most easy compared to this one is utilizing one's senses in Krishna service, because they are designed for that purpose. designed for that purpose. So therefore, whenever we see any question paper, what we do generally? We go for the toughest questions to answer. Which questions we answer generally? The most easiest one, isn't it? Which I can easily now think and remember, and I'll just write the answers for that. There may be questions which are difficult to answer, but we keep at the end. Okay, let me think later. So now whatever I can remember and answer, then I'll answer those questions. What is most easy? Utilizing one's senses in Krishna service. So that should be done. Of course, then later on also we can utilize our gadgets in Krishna service. That's not barred, but what is most important is to utilize one's senses in Krishna service. So therefore, these senses have been given, especially the tongue, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam. Vacho Vega is very, very difficult to control. And one who can control these six sense urges, he can become the spiritual master of the whole world. Can you imagine just the power of controlling these senses and utilizing them in Krishna's service? Such a glorious thing. He can take the entire world back to Godhead, because they are such an important tool in Krishna's service. In fact, this tongue is considered as radar. We have heard this example. Let us hear it again. There may be a huge long ship, and that is moved with the help of radar. And radar is, you don't even see that. It is somewhere in beneath. I think many of our experts are here who have served in Indian Navy. They can relate to this example very nicely. And that radar is somewhere beneath the ship. It's not even seen, and it's very small in size. But that is the one which moves the entire ship from one direction to another direction. So therefore, this tongue is very important, which is compared to the radar. If the body is like a ship, Krishna also compares that to ship. Plava, he speaks in 11th canto. He say, compare this body to a ship, and this ship should be guided with the glorification of the Lord by the tongue. And that is very essential. And here we see that prayers of personified Vedas are praying to the Supreme Lord, and they are doing their duty of glorifying the Supreme Lord. Who has seen the depth of the oceans? Has anybody calculated it? And who has seen the vastness of the sky? Has anybody done it? And who has worked on the surface of the earth, the entire surface of the earth? Can anybody claim that I walked the nook and corner of the universe, or at least this earth planet? Nobody has done it. But all of us, we are trying to high little bit. Just like any 747 jet, they fly up to some 10,000 feet or whatever. And some birds, they fly. Everybody is trying to fly in the vast sky. Similarly, there are so many fishes and Timingala and these sharks. They also go up to some depth of this ocean. Similarly, we also walk here and there. Whatever distance we can walk up to, we can walk. But the earth is enough. For us, it is unlimited, because we cannot walk. Similarly, the sky and the ocean, they are all unlimited. But still, we are trying to cover up our area. So this example is given in the scripture that a bird can fly according to one's capacity. Doesn't mean that there's a limit of the sky. The sky is unlimited. Similarly, Lord is Ananta, unlimited. His glories are all unlimited. We cannot fathom them. We cannot count the glories of the Lord. By the time you count the glories of the Lord, they have become multiplied. In fact, one cannot count the atoms on earth, is it possible? Can anybody count the taranga, what is it known as, I mean, of the ocean? The waves of the ocean? Not possible. But it is said, one verse of the Bhagavan said, actually Ananta Dev, Lord Shesha, he's actually calculated the atoms of the universe. Can anybody imagine the number? But he has managed to calculate the numbers of the atoms in this particular universe. But he says that I cannot glorify Supreme Lord enough with his 1,000 mouths. Because Supreme Lord is unlimited. But one can do up to one's capacity. And just by doing that, one can perfect one's life. And that's what we are also trying to do, in the sense that Srila Prabhupada has given us this practice of Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning and Bhagavad Gita in the evening. The speaker comes and he tries to glorify the Supreme Lord, which is anyway unlimited. And devotees, they come together and they hear the glories of the Lord. Such a good combination Srila Prabhupada has given us. This practice is very important, which is rare to find in other institutions. Every day coming and sitting and just hearing and hearing and hearing. And speaker speaks. And such a good combination, such a beautiful way to advance in Krishna consciousness, just by hearing such wonderful glorification of the Supreme Lord. So at this point of time, I would like to conclude my glorification of the Supreme Lord. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Grantara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki. Itai Gaura Premanande.